God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So what does a winner look like? We Americans are really big on winners and winning. We don't exactly admire losers or losing. We want to be a winner. So what does it mean to be a winner? What does a winner look like? Most usually we think of someone who has succeeded in some endeavor of life, financially or academically, or popularly. People know this person wide and well. And so those are easy measures of success in our society. And yet there are a lot of people who seem to be winning at public things, but losing in the things that probably matter even more foundationally. So here's a guy, he's a superstar in sports, or here's a woman, she is an amazing musician, or maybe she's an amazing academic or whatever it may be, and yet they're failing in the most basic areas of their life. Now, I'm not beating such a person over the head, that this scares me to death, but that's not the kind of success I want. You know, many times we see some entertainer receiving an award on a nationally televised, broadcast, and they give a little speech in which they talk about world peace, and that's all fine and good, but they don't even have peace in their 20,000 square foot home. They don't even have peace in their own house. So where do they get off telling us that we need to have world peace when they don't even have peace with the people in their world, the little world they know? So there's got to be something bigger than that that defines winning or conquering. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, Jesus is addressing seven churches, the church at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, and so on. And while there are many good individual messages, a couple messages emerge that are consistent to all the churches that Jesus addresses. One, he says, I know your works, good and bad. Two, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Three, he says, in chapter 3, verse 19, among many other places, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Change your mind. And then he talks about overcoming or conquering. Verse 21, to him that overcometh. So these four elements are found in all the addresses to the churches, or pretty much all the churches. One, the fact that Jesus knows us. Two, the fact that we need to hear Jesus. Three, the fact that we need to repent, change our mind. And fourth, the fact that we can win, we can conquer. So what is the point of all this? The point of all this is you will never conquer until you adapt what you think to what God knows. Now, what does God know? He knows everything. He knows the good and the bad. So for instance, to the church at Thyatira, the Lord says, I know thy works, thy and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. A lot of good things. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. Now, most people in our lives, they either see all the good or they see all the bad. So like your mother, she sees all the good. My mother thinks that what I do is great, and of course I love her even more for that, for being biased toward me. On the other hand, maybe you have some antagonist in your life, and it doesn't matter what you do, they'll never be pleased. You cannot please someone when they just don't like you. So Jesus is not that way. The Father in heaven, God the Father, and the Lord Jesus, they know our works, good and bad. So in many of these addresses, Jesus says, I know your works, I know some good things, but I know some things that need to change. And since that's the case, we need to hear. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Jesus often said the same thing in his earthly ministry. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. You've got ears, use them. Don't just let the audio come in through your ears. Hear it with your mind. Repent just means a change of mind. To one of the churches, Jesus said, remember, and then he said, repent. Remember is to bring to mind the truth. Repent is to change the mind to the truth. And the upshot of my willingness to change what I think to what God knows is I can overcome. There's so much in life that is above my head and beyond my power. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through him. And that is through the Lord. So today, I don't know what the obstacles in your life may be, but I know that you will never conquer until you adapt what you think to what God knows. He knows everything. You know him, and he is worthy of your trust and your obedience.